This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. New Hampshire House Republicans have nominated House Speaker Sean Jasper to remain in the chamber's top post in the upcoming session. The full House will vote on a speaker next week. Jasper joins me now to talk about some of the issues that may come up in the next legislative session. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's been a long time since Republicans have had control of the whole state house. Democrats have held the governor's seat for a dozen years, and much of that time you've counseled Republicans to stay away from issues that wouldn't go anywhere with a governor, a Democratic governor. So circumstances have changed, and Republicans now will have full control. Will Republicans go after those issues that you've avoided before?
Well, certainly we will be going after some of them. Constitutional carry, which we have passed twice, will be an issue that will pass early on, I believe. And there'll be many that we'll take up, but I'm going to continue to counsel the members of the caucus to go slowly, not to go for an overreach. We've seen both parties do that, and we've seen disastrous results for the party in control when we've done that. I think we have to be very careful of what we do and not go beyond where our voters would like to see us go. And we have plenty of history to show us where that is.
Mm-hmm. Governor-elect Chris Sununu said recently that he's opposed to same-day voter registration. What's your position on that issue?
Well, I was in the legislature and part of adopting same-day registration because of the pitfalls of motor voter. However, I'm willing to relook at that issue and see if there are benefits for us going on motor voter, which I'm not a fan of. I think that perhaps there's some other things we can do, but we will certainly be looking very carefully at all the issues surrounding same-day registration, what we can do perhaps with a 15-30-day residence requirement, looking very carefully at how we define domicile. In general, tightening up our election laws now that we have a Republican in the corner office.
Mm-hmm. And Governor-elect Sununu also supports turning the state into a right-to-work state. Do you support that?
I have supported it in the past. Again, my caucus is going to take the lead on this. I think one of the things that we have to recognize is that this is something we as Republicans have gone after for 30-plus years, full right-to-work. And I would suggest we're going to actually do a vote count in the House, see if those votes are there. And if they are, great, that's where the caucus will go. But the argument has been more about creating jobs. And I think that if the full right to work is not something that we have the votes for, we need to look at something we haven't before, which is right to work for the private sector.
Another issue I wanted to ask you about, Sean Jasper, Governor-elect Sununu would like to add licensing requirements and other changes for abortion facilities in the state. What's your stance on doing so?
I haven't given that a great deal of thought. I am against abortion on demand, if you will, and I'd really have to look at that issue because being against it, it's hard for me to say that I want to give a license to someone who I don't support what they're doing. So yeah, I've got to look at that. I'm just not something in favor of to begin with, but there may be benefits to having licensure, but I would really have to take a look at that.
What is the substance of your conversations with Governor-elect been since Election Day?
Well, we've had very limited discussions because, frankly, while the Senate president was re-elected by his or renominated by his caucus right away, mine didn't occur until Wednesday, and so it really wasn't proper for the governor really to have any substantial conversations with any conversations of substance, I should say, and so we've just really had very brief conversations, but nothing about policy really at this point.
But what about your relationship with the governor-elect? How would you describe it?
Very good. You know, I've known the governor-elect for quite some time. I have a very good relationship with him.
Are there any other issues that you would like to see discussed right away in the new legislative session?
Well, one of the things that I really want to work on won't happen right away, but we'll have discussions on creating an office of business advocate. Big issues in the state in terms of job creation have to do with the lack of affordable energy. There's probably not a lot the legislature can do about that quickly, but there are other issues we can do to make this state more attractive. We have a lot of rules and regulations, and no business owner can know what they all are. And very often people get caught in situations where they had violations, and I'm talking minor things, that they had no idea about, and they need to have somebody to turn to. And if they don't know a legislator, often they're sort of on their own. We need to have people out there, much like the Office of Consumer Advocate, who can help businesses navigate through things through the state government. I'd like to see us have somebody who's actually looking at the rules and regulations and laws that exist that may be hampering reasonable business growth in this state. So that's, for me personally, a high priority, and I think that the Republican caucus will be supportive of that effort, be a high priority item.
House Speaker Sean Jasper, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome.